As the U.S. Supreme Court considers another major abortion case, Planned Parenthood remains in the line of fire in Kansas. The Brownback administration has accused it of selling fetal parts for profit and has sought to cut off its Medicaid funding. Planned Parenthood is pushing back. KCUR's Matt Hodapp, reporting for Heartland Health Monitor, spoke recently to the head of Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri about the attacks on the organization.
Although numerous state investigations have cleared Planned Parenthood of wrongdoing, and the Kansas Board of Healing Arts has done the same, Governor Sam Brownback is sticking by his guns. In his State of the State address in January, he called on the legislature to discontinue Medicaid funding of Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood's trafficking of baby body parts is antithetical to our belief in human dignity. Today, I am directing Secretary Susan Mosier to ensure that not a single dollar of taxpayer money goes to Planned Parenthood through our Medicaid program. I welcome legislation that would enshrine this directive in state law.
I assure you that Governor Brownback knows very well that Planned Parenthood does not traffic in or make profit from fetal body parts. I guarantee you he knows that to be a fact. But for Governor Brownback, facts are not of importance.
That's Laura McQuaid. She's been president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri since July of 2014. She says the attacks are a calculated move by the governor to divert public attention from the state's own problems.
If he talks about highly inflammatory, although entirely discredited, stories about Planned Parenthood, he doesn't have to address the dramatic fiscal landscape that he's created for the state of Kansas.
Heartland Health Monitor reached out to Eileen Hawley, a spokeswoman for Governor Brownback, for comment. In an emailed response, she said, quote, Planned Parenthood of America admitted publicly in a letter to Congress that it engaged in the trafficking of baby body parts for financial payment. Kansas is a pro-life state, and we will continue to stand up for the most vulnerable among us. Hawley was referring to a letter Planned Parenthood Federation of America sent to a congressional committee last summer. The committee had asked for information on the tissue donation programs that a handful of Planned Parenthood affiliates have adopted. Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri is not one of them. In the letter, Planned Parenthood said that a very small number of its affiliates have programs allowing women and families to donate tissue for medical research. The organization says the affiliates charge only for their costs. The congressional request came after secretly recorded and highly edited videos by an anti-abortion group purported to show Planned Parenthood officials trying to profit illegally from the sale of fetal tissue. Last month, a Houston grand jury cleared a Houston Planned Parenthood clinic of selling fetal organs for profit and instead indicted the anti-abortion activists who made the videos. We also reached out to Mary Kay Culp, executive director of Kansans for Life, who said that fetal dissecting went on at Planned Parenthood's Overland Park Clinic back in 2000.
When I was asked the last couple of years if they did it, I said, I don't know if they're doing it. Not sure if they took it back up again. So I think it was legitimate for the governor to wonder.
McQuaid said her organization isn't backing down and intends to fight if Kansas lawmakers try to deprive it of Medicaid funding.
Because this really is about attacking communities of color, underserved citizens who need access not only to this healthcare, but to a much broader landscape rather than a narrower landscape of healthcare.
A Kansas Senate committee is now considering a bill that would make permanent a tiered system that gives priority to state, county, and local health departments over organizations such as Planned Parenthood that provide abortion services. Planned Parenthood has said the system has led to the closure of its clinic in Ellis County. For KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Matt Hodapp.